I will be discussing whether you can perform surgery or take blood from your parent. Pasuk and Shmo says, he who hits his mother or father shall surely be put to death. The Rashi there says, the form of death is chenek, but you're only chayiv misa if you do a chabura. Chabura is basically translated as a bruise, damage, or even causing blood. Mishnah in Sanhedrin says you cannot cause your father to bleed. The Gemara in Sanhedrin asks, can you bloodlet for your father? Because on one hand, you're performing a refuah, because it was considered refuah back in those days. On the other hand, you're causing your parent to bleed. So then they ask, why can you do bloodletting at all? And they say the reason for that is v'yahavta re'acha kamocha, that you can have to do to your friend what you would want your friend to do to you. So in this case, you would want whatever that medical procedure is, then you are able to do it to your friend. And that is the exception. That is the rule. So according to that logic, the implication is that a parent should be okay to bloodlet as well. However, though, it says that Rav would not let his son take out a thorn because it could cause him to bleed. Additionally, it says Mar wouldn't let his son open his scab because it also could cause him, blood will come out. The Ramban might be able to a little bit clarify what is going on. The Ramban asks, why can you bloodlet at all? Why could you bloodlet for anyone, not specifically a parent? So he says that for healing and for refuah, there's a specific mitzvah. It's a little bit of a machlokas what that mitzvah is. There is an opinion that says it is Hashavas Aveda. This mitzvah causes an exception that even if you would be, by bloodletting, or surgery on a person, you could cause them to die for a regular friend. This mitzvah overrides that and says that basically it's an exception and you can be a doctor and treat patients. Because otherwise there would be no one else to heal them. That point of no one else is going to become very, very important soon. But if there are other people, then this exception would not apply to a son. Because the whole exception is because of the mitzvah and because there is no one else. Everyone else is on this equal level. But in the case of a son, other people, it's not their parent. So then in the case of a son, that logic should not apply and that exception is not applied. This is going to explain later on a little bit the Rama. The only issue with that is if you are the best qualified, or if there is no one else around to do it, then, and obviously it's Lakana, but then you would be able to perform it because, again, it goes about whether there is someone else who would be better suited, or the whole idea of that everyone is on the same level. The Rambam says that you need a chabura for it to be chayev misa, chayev chenek. Without the chabura, it's basically just like hitting another regular Jew. Shulchan Aruch says, if your father has a thorn in his hand, don't take it out, because maybe it'll cause a bruise or blood or damage or something like that, a chabura. Additionally, he says, you can't cut off limbs or even bloodlet, even for refuah, because that is not allowed and you would have to have someone else doing it. Rama, probably based on the Ramban, or just similar idea, he says, if no one else is able to do it, then you can do it. This would fit in with the Ramban because his opinion is that if no one else is able to do it, if no one else is as good or no one else is able to do it, then you are able to do it because then if not you, there's no one else. And then the exception of the mitzvah that causes the exception would be applicable then.